Know the Land. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The State 4-H and FFA land judging competitions were held recently, with a team rising to the top to be named state champion for each organization.
We are extremely excited to have gained this accomplishment. We've been working since the region contest, and I can honestly say we were pretty nervous, but now that it all came out good, we're very excited.
Eagleville earned the right to be in the top spot for 4-H, and Callie Pineda is a senior at Eagleville High School. She says for their team, land judging is a tradition.
Where we go to high school, land judging is one of the biggest contests that we participate in, and my dad went to Eagleville, and all of our parents competed in this contest when they were little, so we knew that we wanted to do it, and we got to be this age, and you just kind of want to do it, and it's just really rewarding, and to see, it's kind of a big deal to get an award because, you know, the past generations have gotten it, and you just want to be successful like them and run in their footsteps.
And McNary Central FFA chapter was named number one for the FFA State Career Development Event, and Matthew Wilbanks was the highest scoring individual in the contest.
When I heard my chapter, I was very excited because since I was younger, my brother placed either first or second, and I've always wanted to either do as good as he did or beat his score.
Wilbanks is a junior at McNary Central High School, and he says this is a contest that takes a lot of work, but it's worth it in the long run.
We practice 2 to 3 times a week for 2 or 3 hours, both in pits and on paper and on scenarios in the classroom.
And both teams will go on to compete in Oklahoma for the National Land Judging Competition in the spring. Our best wishes and good luck to both teams in their endeavors. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton.